Hi, my name is Maria Nagaga, and I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. In these series of videos that are designed for Scratch educators, I'm going to be showing you some of the tips and tricks that I've been using to teach kids of all ages, from 8 to 16, and sometimes as young as 5, on how to program using Scratch. What I really like about Scratch is that it uses gaming and design and storytelling to show kids the fundamentals of programming. And as you can see, a code block in Scratch is really similar to lines of code in an editor. So one of the things that I'll be looking at in later videos is how do we transition kids from using code blocks to actually writing lines of code. So let's say your kids have grown up on using Scratch and are outgrown it. We can think of different ways that you can use the great fundamentals that they've acquired in Scratch and transitioning it to a code of your choice, maybe JavaScript or Python. So if you really like these videos, come back, tell me what you like, and let's go and introduce kids to Scratch. Scratch has both an online editor as well as an offline editor. This makes it really useful. You can actually have your kids either download it, or if they don't download it, they can easily start building their game online. Before I jump in and I show kids how to build a game, I like to explain and describe their world to them. What does what? The first thing I like to show them is a stage. The stage is how they see their game. It's how they begin to build it, how they drag characters back and forth, how they run it, and how they stop it. Below that, you have your sprites list. The sprites list is where they can start adding new sprite characters, making their own, or uploading it from a file, or even just taking it right from the camera. And then over here, we have our stage group, our background. In this section, we have our scripts, our costumes, and sound. I'll discuss in more detail what costume and sound do, but let's talk about scripts. Scripts are made up of different blocks, and every single block is color-coded. This is really good for kids because they begin to associate things according to color. Now, sometimes you can go individually and tell kids exactly what every single block does. But I find that to get them really excited and engaged is simply to show them how to snap the blocks together. So let's say we wanted the cat to move 10 steps. Just get the kids to drag when clicked, move 10 steps and have them hit the click button. And they'll know that every single time they click the green button, their cat moves 10 steps. This is a great time when you get them to figure out different events that they can use. So this is a time when I get the kids to figure out what other events they could use to make the cat go 10 steps. Show them how to delete the event they have right now. Have them maybe drag in when the sprite is clicked. Move 10 steps. Have them execute their code. And they'll notice they have the same action, but it's just happening a different way. So by this time, the kids have probably got a hang of snapping different motions and events together, and they probably have explored so much more than that. So at this time, I like to step it up a little bit more. I like to show them an example, probably like this. Great way to introduce the kids to a couple of things. Different events performing different actions, an introduction to the control block, which basically controls the script, how animation happens, and how they add sound. Let's go ahead and recreate the dancing ballerina. First of all, I'm going to change our sprite. I'm going to delete this one by clicking on the scissors over here, clicking right on the sprite, and it's gone. I'm going to add a new sprite from the library. I'm going to select the ballerina and click OK. So let's check how many costumes the Get Ballerina has. So as you can see, the costumes are basically our different sprites that make up the motions of the ballerina. Adding sound to a game is really important for kids. It gives their game character. So the first things I like to show them is how do they add music to their game. To add music to the game, show the kids the sound tab, click on the sound button, select a music loop because we want it to be the background sound of the game, and in this case, I picked Dance Slow Motion, but there are so many different ones that you can pick from as well. So I will click on that, click OK. So let's go ahead and show kids how to add sound, background sound to their game. So we want to make sure that from the moment the game is executed, we have background music. So we go to when the game is executed, add background sound until done. Simple enough. The next thing we want to do is to show how the ballerina's costume changes to show motion. For this, we go to the Looks tab and then select Next Costume. Ask the kids, what do we need to do in order to make sure that we see the next costume? You show them the Event tab. They'll select what they would like to do to switch the costume. So one of the things that you can do with the kids is maybe show them that when this sprite is clicked, show next costume. But let's say we want to show them something a little bit more exciting. For example, what if I wanted to show them, or what if you wanted to show them, that every single time they clap their hands, the ballerina would dance, and then have to continuously clap their hands to keep the ballerina dancing. So I would select when loudness is greater than 10, the ballerina will dance. And as you can see, my voice is already causing or making the ballerina dance. So let's go ahead and see this in motion. In this example, where we see the ballerina dancing, we've introduced the kids to having more than one event happen to a particular sprite. In this example, we have the ballerina dance as long as the music is playing, or as long as it's loud, or as long as she's being clicked. But what if I want this to continuously happen? This is a great time to introduce kids to the concept of conditions and loops. So I'm going to open up the control blocks. I'm going to select the forever control block, place the sound inside the forever, and snap it into when clicked. Now the next thing I want to do is do the same for when clicked. I want to make sure as long as a ballerina has been clicked, she will always dance. So I will go back to control. I will select forever. Place it right there. And let's go ahead and see what it looks like now. Yeah, so as you can see, the ballerina is moving a bit too fast. So let's slow down that motion. So to do that, I'm going to select wait 1 second, put it under next costume, and start it again. In this video, I gave you a basic introduction to Scratch. I showed you how the blocks of code that we drag onto the screen in Scratch is very similar to the lines of code that kids will later write in JavaScript, Python, and so many different programming languages. In my next video, I want to show you how we can take all these different concepts that we've learned here today to help kids build their own games. And in future videos, we're going to be talking about how we can take those different blocks of code and change them into lines of code. Thank you so much for watching. This is Maria.